My next guest says he's created something groundbreaking in the world of poetry. Brian McGacken calls it broetry, poetry for bros. Here's how he describes it.
Broetry originated centuries ago high atop the mountains of feudal Japan, when a small sect of samurai monks decided they were tired of writing poems that were deep and meaningful and opted instead to write something people might actually enjoy. Okay, I made all that up. Broetry is poetry for dudes. It's poetry for people who don't like poetry. Had a rough day, feel like sitting down and relaxing, but only have a few minutes before the girlfriend gets back from Pilates? Broetry. Broetry is poetry for the 21st century. Broetry speaks to every man, woman, and dude child who understands that reading shouldn't have to be a chore. If you think you don't like poetry, you just haven't found a poem that's right for you. Broetry is poetry that's right for you. Broetry is a literary chili cheeseburger.
Brian McGacken calls himself America's Broet Laureate. He's got a master's in poetry from USC, and to everyone's surprise, he's the first in his class to land a book deal. And that book? It's a collection of broems, poems for bros, called Broetry. We asked him to share a few of them, starting with a haiku, "Why Do Buses Smell?"
Why do buses smell? The young girl asks her mother. I listen, because I want to know too. He's in Miami. This is probably the only completely true broem in the book. Every word of this is true. He's in Miami. Just in case the Los Angeles Police Department is looking for information on the whereabouts of a crafty-looking Latino male, age 30, about 5'10", and extremely skinny, who likes to smoke pot a lot and play video games all day, and who enjoys drinking Newcastle, Guinness, and high quantities of vitamin water, in the interest of any ongoing drug-related crimes in the area, for example, illegal possession, illegal sale, or illegal production in his friend's apartment in Los Feliz, he's in Miami. If you manage to track him down, please let me know. He owes me rent, 2 bottles of Arizona green tea, and a frozen pizza. Supreme, please.
Are there any sort of like broetic forebears, you know, in the world of broetry?
Yeah, there are a lot of poets who had broetic qualities. Frost liked baseball. He wrote about sports. His poetry was always very accessible. Even Shakespeare. Shakespeare was just writing about chicks. The cover poem is certainly an homage to William Carlos Williams.
The one on the cover of the book.
Yeah, the cover reads, I have finished the beer that was in the icebox and which you were probably saving for Friday. Forgive me, this girl came over, so sweet and so hot. Why you should listen to classical music. Two words, John Williams. Jaws, Superman, Indiana Jones. When Darth Maul gets chopped in half, spoiler alert, Obi-Wan is grooving to some classical music. I know what you're thinking, though. That movie came out in 1999. That's not classical music. First, do you know what a leitmotif is? Second, Little Johnny Love is like 80 years old. Classical music. Did you know he composed the music for 4 separate Olympic Games and the theme song to Lost in Space? It's ridiculous. Classical music. It makes you smarter. And admit it, you could be more cultured. You just picked up a book called Broetry.
That's America's Broet Laureate, Brian McGacken. His new book of broems, poems for bros, is called Broetry. Brian, thanks, bro.
Thank you.